Folks, we're into our third week now of our study going through 1 Peter, and we're talking about passing through. And the whole basis of our series is to get you to understand that as a believer in Jesus Christ, you're only here temporarily. This life is only temporary. Yes, you might live a few years, but eventually all of you are going to die, and eventually, at that time, if you know Jesus, you're going to be with Him for the rest of eternity. So this, if you think about your lifespan here, compared to eternity with Jesus, this is just a blip. This is not even measurable in light of eternity, how long you are here. So we're as Peter would say, we're pilgrims. We're just kind of strangers in this world. And you know that we are, because as believers, you're not necessarily accepted by this world. And so you need to know how to live in this world. And so for the last couple of weeks, we've talked about a little bit about your identity, who you are in Jesus, and to help you to live in this world with an understanding of what Christ has done for you. He's going to now, Peter is going to move one step further. Because when you live in this world, you and I understand this, that this world is not perfect, right? And the longer you live, the more you realize that it's not perfect. And that what is a part of this world is difficulties and struggles. And really the big word, suffering. You know, I'm 52 years old. And so if you could consider from the time that I can remember stuff up until this point, I really can't think of any time where difficulties, struggles, and suffering did not exist in my life. If you think about that for your life, even though you may have had a wonderful childhood and life's going great, there isn't a time in your life where there isn't something pressing on you, something affecting you. And I would say, if you would listen to me for a moment, that for you as a believer, when you go through those things, it can demoralize you. It affects your morale as a believer. You begin to wonder, because maybe, I mean, suddenly we are, can I be honest with you, there's a lot of garbage that's on TV, a lot of religious garbage that's on TV, and a lot of it basically is saying that if you have enough faith and if you love Jesus, then everything's supposed to be wonderful. But then you look at your life and say, well, what in the world's wrong with me? Because it just seems like I get through one problem and I get into another. And I didn't ask for any of it. Can I stop for a moment? A lot of the things that you face, did you ask for them? No, you didn't ask for them, did you? Now, some things are consequences.